You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, decide to be present. Hi everyone, how's your week been? Today I want to talk to you guys a fresh Kizuki story from just this past weekend, actually. I had this beautiful big event that I was partaking in this past Saturday. It was called Organic Life Tokyo. They use this hall in the central fashion district of Harajuku over 3 days, and they conduct all sorts of yoga, wellness classes. And the largest room holds 100 people, I think. And they have all of these booths of like organic foods and drinks, some ethical fashion stuff. Anyway, it's a fun weekend to get together. And I have been a part of this event for, a good many years, actually, since they first started. So my class was on Saturday, and I decided that I wanted to do kaku meiso, which I refer to as kizuki journaling in English. And it's my journaling method that I created and started sharing back in the beginning of 2021. It includes 3 journal prompts over 1 theme. And it has a little mini guided meditation part in the middle. And it's designed to kind of help you to organize and clear out each theme in your heart and mind as if you're cleaning your heart space one room at a time. And whereas with regular free journaling, you have this output of everything, all of the truth and honesty that's inside you, and then it gives you a moment to reflect, the Meiwai method, the Kizuki journaling as we call it, in addition to the output and the reflection over journaling, through the guided meditation and the third prompt, it's designed to prompt you to a shift in perspective. Anyway, it's been my thing for the last few years, and it's been beautiful. It's been received over 10,000 times in the first 2 years, and it was featured in Vogue and Women's Health and Figaro and a bunch of these media. So on Saturday, I had this event, and also in April, it's a fresh school year and a fresh term for the Japanese calendar. So my second son, Aiden, has just switched schools. As with many families with children here in Japan, the beginning of April is just a lot of shifting to a new lifestyle and a new rhythm with little ones and new schools and new schedules and teachers. And for me, every morning, lunchbox packing and all of that good stuff. Well, that also means that he doesn't have school on Saturdays anymore, and I don't have daycare available like I used to until last month. So I asked my sister, hey, would you be willing to hang out with Aiden for a few hours while I go and teach at this event job? And my sister, who's a few years older than I am, is like, well, sure, I love hanging out with Aiden. And She was eager to help me, so that worked out great. Now, near Harajuku, where the event was taking place in the central Tokyo, is a huge park called Yoyogi Park. And I said, well, weather permitting, I'll drop Aiden off in the morning at like 9 a.m. I'll meet you at the corner of the park and you guys can have fun for a few hours while I go and do this thing. And once I'm done, you guys will be nearby and I can come and pick you up and we can go to lunch. So she's like, okay, sure. So she meets me in the morning. I drop Aiden off. My sister's like in t-shirt and sneakers, you know, ready to get out there with a six-year-old. And they're both super stoked, right? Aiden is super excited to hang out with his auntie. I went to work and the event was a great success. I had such a good time. It's really my thing, you know. I love teaching yoga and these breathing methods and journaling and meditation and all of these things, but truly, whether it's in person or online, the thing that really fuels me is just connecting with these souls, and especially to get to be a part of and to bear witness to the moment of Kizuki. That shift that occurs when they realize, oh, my regular thought patterns or the way that I was seeing things was off, and it causes, something causes that shift. And I get to bear witness to that. So it was a beautiful event. Many people were in tears. I got to connect with a lot of my students and the community from my online service as well. And as soon as I was done, I was like, okay, well, I better go and meet my sister and see how she's handling the six-year-old energy, right? Because it's a lot of energy to be out in the park for a good 3 hours. So I got in the car and went to meet with them. And my sister, of course, is like, ooh, big sigh. That was a lot of energy. He is just nonstop. You know, cycling and over the athletic parks and getting all muddy and jump roping and everything just nonstop. So I'm like, otsukare-sama, thank you so much for hanging out with them. And of course, they both had a really good time. And even though my sister had this physical exhaustion that she's not really used to because her son's just graduated high school, so he's not in the same kind of vibe there. It was a good exhaustion, you know? And then as we ate lunch and I was driving her home, she said to me, you know, before I left my house today, before I left out the door, I told myself that I would be present. Which I thought was such a beautiful thing to decide. And later that evening, she texted me, and again, she texted me the next morning to say, well, I slept like a baby and woke up so fresh. I think I should hang out with Aiden more. I want to hang out with him more. Which I thought it was so sweet, and I was feeling really grateful. But I also knew in my heart that it wasn't just the fun and the physical exertion. I also had the sense that it was because she had decided to be so present with him. And she was present with him in the moment, each moment, in the athletic park, on the bicycle, you know, walking down the street. She wasn't messing with her phone, thinking about other things, thinking about work. You know, she was really in the moment with him. And of course, when you're with a powerful, energetic six-year-old, you know that they're also very much in the moment. And that's what creates the magic of feeling really good and food tasting extra good and sleep being so wonderful and a shower feeling so fresh, right? So when she said to me, I slept like a baby, I want to hang out with Aiden more, it kind of prompted me to say back to her, "Yeah, of course, let's do that again." And, you know, sister, you could just wake up again tomorrow morning and decide to be present with whoever is in front of you, to be in the moment with whatever is in front of your face in the moment. To which she replied with this really funny, kind of shot through the heart look. And we both knew in a wordless moment that it's true. All we gotta do is to decide to be present. We don't have to wait for someone else to be present for us. We don't have to wait for a child. We don't have to wait for the perfect moment or opportunity, but that we have it in us, the power to decide that we want to be present and that it is our choice. I hope that you can take that with you for the week and try it for yourself.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about me in my upcoming book, Kizuki, Realizations Beyond Time and Death, at my website, maey.live, or find me on Instagram at maeyoshikawa.